If two people put in the same effort, sometimes one person gets much more success than others. So how do we see this in the right spirit without getting envious? All of us are on a multi-lifetime journey. And actions and results are not simply one simple linear connection. We think, okay, I did this action, this result comes. He did that action, this result came. Why the difference? But you know, although causes and effects are connected, it is the connection between cause and effect is not simply linear one-to-one correspondence. Why is that? Because, say, a simple example. Somebody is farming. There are two farmers. One is, both of them sow their seeds and both of them plow their land. But say in one part of the world or one part of the country, rains come. Other part of the country, rains don't come. The place where rains come, the farmer will get a lot of harvest. Other place, the farmer may not get any harvest. So, you know, there is, in Sanskrit it is called, there is karma, there is daiva. Then there is kala, there is time. And there is phala, there is fruit. So if you want the result, we think karma should produce phala. But actually there are two more factors involved. Karma plus daiva plus kala leads to phala. So the karma is the farmer plowing the land, sowing the seeds. The daiva is the rains coming. The kala is the passage of time till the harvesting season comes. And then the phala comes. So like that, whenever we do any actions, it is not just our actions that determine the results. Our actions do play a role. The farmer has to plow the seed and plow the land, sow the seeds. But that alone doesn't produce the result. So sometimes we may go through a phase when the daiva, the destiny, is not favorable to us. So because of that, we do the work, but the result doesn't come. So if we look back at our life, we will also see situations when we did small things and still we got a good result. Now, whenever some good things have happened in our life, whenever we have achieved something, if we are honest, we will realize that yes, we worked hard, but along with our hard work, many other things fell in place. You know, this contact worked out, this thing happened on time, this thing worked out. So our results, even our greatest successes, they require not just our good performance, but they also require other things beyond our good performance. So the daiva is destiny. The destiny is also not something arbitrary. Destiny is also the sum total of the karma that we have done in the past that gets accumulated as our daiva, destiny. So when we work and don't get the result, that means that the karma is not learning to follow because the daiva at that time is not favorable. But daiva is like weather. Sometimes it is cold, sometimes it's hot. But it's not that the destiny will always be unfavorable to us. By recognizing that sometimes with the unfavorable destiny, despite our best efforts, we may not get results. So we can actually distance ourselves from our present situation. We understand that failure is an event. Failure is not a person. So it is not that I am a failure because I did not produce the result. Rather, I did my part. But at this particular point, because the destiny was unfavorable, therefore the phala did not come. So failure is an event in a person's life. Failure is not a person. So we just tolerate that. It's not that the unfavorable destiny is going to be there forever. It's there for some time, it will go. And there's no need to be envious of others because everybody has done a mix of good and bad karmas. So other people will also have sometimes when their destiny becomes unfavorable. So, just as we wouldn't want them to be envious of us later on. Now, what is gained by envy actually? Nothing is gained. So, we can focus on the point that if we are doing our best, then what is happening? Even if the results are not coming, we are doing our karma. That means we are becoming better at what we are doing. We are growing internally. Einstein said, become a man of value. not a man of wealth. No, strive to become a man of values, not a man of wealth. Because the values are enduring. Wealth is fleeting. Sometimes wealth is there, sometimes wealth will not be there so much. But if we have developed a culture of discipline, of dedication, of values, and that will bring result in due course of time. Does that answer your question? Thank you.